Back here for set two action after the Oaks took a commanding 1-0 lead against San Diego Christian. For the Oaks, Henry, wouldn't you say it's been the Jaden Scott and Casa Roscoe show so far?
Yeah, I mean, some of the blocking and the kills have been spectacular. I mean, 6 kills for Scott, no surprise. Abby Briggs with 3 kills, so she's having a great game as well. The Mum and Orozco combination on the blocks, they saw a couple of those. So they've been playing well. They've been playing with some vigor. The only thing you'd like to see, I suppose, a little bit is maybe Shauna Thompson combining with Orozco again, as they always have done, because that's always been a particularly good duo. But Mum is filling that role, like I said, very well today. So.
Absolutely. It does seem like the Hawks may even be avoiding trying to hit to Shauna Thompson's side when she flanks Orozco, and rather hitting at Mum's side, but it hasn't made a difference because the duo of Mum and Orozco, as you mentioned, have been excellent. Before we get going, Coach Denise Sheldon asked to take a few steps back while giving her team instruction. Kepa serves first for the Hawks, and Jaden Scott is there. Herman sets Mum. It's blocked, but Janae Wooten's there. Herman, a bump set to Jaden Scott in no man's land, and she sends it straight down to the hardwood, but onto her own side. So the errors were fairly limited for the Oaks. Just 4 errors in set one. The Oaks hit at 25.6%, but that's the first one in set two. The errors have been what have hurt the Oaks so far, as the second service from Kepa goes wide. 1-1 our score. Catherine Mum back to serve. Mum, 4 digs so far today. 1 service error, no service aces. The Oaks with just 1 service error in the set. It belonged to Mum. 2 for the Hawks so far. Kepa sets Brooks. Herman was there. Now Jaden Scott, cross court. Barrera, Kepa, in the middle to Brianna Brooks. How about it, Janae Wooten? Mum sets Jaden Scott. Able to get there was Kepa. Barrera sets, I believe that was number 8, Grace Alexander. The attack from Jaden Scott. Barrera, Kepa, in the middle to Brooks. There's Herman again. Marathon rally. Shauna Thompson, cross court. Ready for it was Flores. Flores will swing on it as well. She's blocked. The Hawks get it over, however. Herman, Wooten, bump set to Jaden Scott. And they'll say play on the pancake from Kepa. Herman, cross court. Alexander, and unable to get under it. Kepa, the crowd goes wild on the marathon set. Point Oaks.
Yeah, I mean, that hand was, as you can see, the only thing between the ball and the ground on that a few hits ago. I definitely thought it hit the ground, but she got a fingernail to it.
Yeah, that's why they call it the pancake. Flat as a pancake down on the hardwood. And able to just pop it up there nicely was Kepa. But the Oaks stay with the set and are able to get the point. Now back to serve is Catherine Mum once again. Now the Oaks ahead 2-1 in set two. Sinker, Barrera. And now a free ball over Thompson. Herman to Jaden Scott. Give her the kill. And you have a free ball on the Oak side. You could almost bet and get returns 2-1 that it's going to be Jaden Scott swinging and coming up with a big kill there. Catherine Mum holds serve. 3-1 Oaks here in set two. Mum service cross court. Flores with the dig. Kepa. And it's over on one touch from Shauna Thompson. Kepa again. This time sets Pinasco on the back line. Herman, Wooten, a back set to Jaden Scott. Ready for it on the back line was Pinasco. This time Alexander swings well long, and it's another point for the Oaks. Errors aplenty for the Hawks, and the Oaks taking advantage of it.
Now I'm looking over at the Hawks bench, and their faces definitely betray that they're a little bit stunned by, especially that first set, but I think also what's started here.
Mum, the service, falls wide. Her second service error on the day.
The women's volleyball players are perhaps the most bubbly, effervescent, friendly people you ever meet. So anytime they look downtrodden, it's a little bit indicative of something important.
Ayana Nunuha now on to serve. Nunuha's service. Wooten, Harmon, a back set to Shauna Thompson long. Thompson, she's struggled a bit. She's been looking at the attacking numbers. The only Oak who is not swinging at a positive percentage. Jaden Scott gets the dig. Harmon, a back set to Thompson, and she's able to sneak it inside that antenna. Keppa sets Panosco into the net. And, yeah, so no block there. They'll say Panosco with the attacking error, sending it straight into the net. Point for Menlo College. 5-3 our score. And Orozco to serve. So we've identified the switch in serves for the Oaks. Orozco is serving for Gabby McKenzie. McKenzie usually serves. Orozco would not. This time McKenzie will not serve, at least today as we go. That's a kill there for Alexander, and it makes it 5-4. Brianna Brooks now back to serve. The Oaks with three service aces in set one, but more importantly, not allowing a single service ace from the Hawks, and that's where they struggled last week in the Arizona, or against the Arizona schools, I should say. Harmon, a long set to Jaden Scott, slams it down, but ready for it was Nanuha. Now Panosco cross court, and Catherine Mum gets it over. Brooks, Keppa, in the middle to Ayupelli. And ready for it was Catherine Mum, free balled over by Jaden Scott. Nanuha, Keppa, again Ayupelli, this time it's Harmon. Wooten, a bump set to Shauna Thompson for that back corner. Nanuha is there. The attack off the block from Panosco. Harmon with the dig. Wooten, another bump set, this time to Jaden Scott. Give her the kill. The Oaks red hot right now here in set two, ahead 6-4 as Gabby Bellotto goes back to serve.